Psalm 120. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Now, when we're distressed, it's easy to cry out for help from man, for human things. You imagine that you're out on your own, and it's late at night, you're walking home, and suddenly you see a bunch of guys coming towards you. What's your first thought? Oh, where's my cell phone? Maybe I'll just run. What can I do? I'll just take a shortcut down this street. Is there a police car around here? And then you think about, oh, no, none of that. Oh, I better pray to God then. We are to call to God first of all. And all the human things we might use, which God may well work through, are secondary. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, or what shall be done to you, you false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty, with burning coals. So, he talks about people as if they're a tongue, because your words are who you are. That is true, really, of God. The Word was God. And therefore, how we speak is so important, because it's really who we are. Then he goes on, woe is me, that I have to live in Meshech, and I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul has long dwelt with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. And that's one of the hard things about life, having to live with people who are not spiritual and who do not see things the way we do. And we may be for peace, but they're for aggression. And this is one of the reasons why we long for the kingdom, when at last there will be a totally, absolutely spiritual environment where we will live forever.